Lord, we just one more time lift our hands and we worship and honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We say that you are the reason we came here this morning. We desire to fellowship with you, to hear from you, to be ministered to by you, and to minister to you as well. Father, we just one more time say, all glory and honor be unto you, be unto Jesus our King, and we welcome the presence and manifestation and leading of the Spirit this morning. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, I wasn't thinking on this, but I get here this morning, get to my seat, and Lori leaves me a little bit of a note here on things that maybe I might mention here. And I see that this would be the first Sunday in February. That's our church anniversary. So today is 28 years. Well, that can make you wonder, how old am I? 28 years. We just are glad you're here this morning. Amen. It's good to be 28 years and still going. I'm looking forward. What is yet to come? Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us for 28 years. Praise the Lord. These are Rhema friends from, I don't remember when we first met. But we go back quite a ways there. Well, the Lord called them to California for some years, and he was dean of the ministry school, the Bible school there for the DeFranes. They're in California training ministers up, and there's a bunch of them out in churches now, isn't there? And then that season of their lives came to a close and returned home to Indiana, more or less, and they're pastoring a church that they pioneered again. You don't quit, do you? So they're pastoring a church there. Is it Noblesville? Is that the town where it is? Cicero, it's near Noblesville. A very capable teacher of the word, close friends. He's also a board member to this church. He's important to our church, perhaps behind the scenes, being board member of the church here. A very capable minister. I've asked him through the years a number of times, come back and minister in our church, and he's here with us today. So, Pastor Michael, why don't you come on up and share the word with us? Praise God.
Praise God forevermore. It's good to be here. To be here on the 28th anniversary, that's pretty cool. The other night, really, it was before I knew we were coming to be here today, and it's an honor to be here. But I was just saying to the Lord, really, for our own church, you know, there's just some things that were rolling around in me. God is so good. He's so wonderful. He's so precious. He's so kind. And the word God is came up. And I went looking. I thought, there's a song, God Is. And so I looked that up, and it says, God is. God is my everything. God is my everything. God is, he is my joy. He is my joy and sorrow. He's my hope. He's my hope for tomorrow. He's my rock. He's my rock in a weary land. He's my shelter in a time of storm. That's who he is. Well, that didn't satisfy me. So I said, I wonder how many times in the Word it says he is. And he is what? Well, there's 205 of them if you do the Amplified and the King James. And I've got one or two of them here, so it just seems good to read them. But God is with thee. God is my help. He is for us. He is upon us. God is in heaven. He is omnipresent. God is all things. God is a consuming fire. God is merciful. And I like this, he's good. God is a jealous God. God is among us. God is God of gods, and he goeth with you. God is thy refuge. He is our Lord, our guide, our peace, our joy. God is our strength and power. Now, when we read these things, it's not a suggestion that he might be. God is. Pastor Dan is the pastor of this church. And we would all say, end of discussion. because that's who he is. Well, this is who God is. For anyone that will reach out and say, that's who he is to me, in me, and with me. Amen. God is going before me. God is gracious. He is forgiving. God is mighty. God is our Redeemer. God is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and Savior. God is good every day. God is our Father. God is Judge. God is for us. God is on my side. Ha, ha, ha. He is my comfort. God is my defense. God is my salvation and my glory. God is righteous, mighty, powerful, pure. God is holy, full of compassion. God has made unto us wisdom. He is faithful. God is coming soon again. I like that one. God is light. God is love. He is good. God is a sun and shield. God is the revealer of secrets. God is an everlasting rock. And I put down the last, God is no respecter of persons, not a man that he can lie. Therefore, all these things are for you and for me, or for all who will believe and all who will receive. God is our all in all for all who are hungry and thirsty for who he is. There is a key. We have a young man, actually was in the Christian school we had a long time ago, and he's now, I guess you would call him a missionary. He lives in Beirut, Lebanon, has a church, has a school. He has people he sent out to the Syrian border, and they're bringing the Syrians over to him and getting them saved. He's working in Egypt and is now opening up some places in Saudi Arabia. And they're going in and doing some children's ministry in a compound that they've been able to get into, and some youth things as an entrance into the country and not just a full-blown service. But he was had come back to itinerate a little bit, but he had ministered in a church. And they told him, it was an Assembly of God church, that in that area, there's 200 Assembly of God churches that does not have a pastor. And he couldn't understand that. I just said, I can. That's not hard at all. But you have a pastor. You have a pastor that has stuck with it. Amen. No matter what's up and what's down. No matter what's going on, all the way through COVID and everything else, and he stayed right there. Amen. Could have quit 100 times. Any pastor said that he didn't think about quitting 100 times is not telling the truth. Amen. But he stayed there, and praise God for it, because he's hungry for what God has for this community. But when you're a pastor, and as I look around the room, if I pick on any face, even his mom and dad sitting there, we got to sneak up on him yesterday. They were bowed their heads praying, you know, like this for their lunch, and they looked up, and I'm standing there. Amen. But he's got a heart for the community, yes, but for each and every one of you. And sometimes as family, we think, well, he's just family. No, he's your pastor. He's your pastor. He's got your heart. We have a song, and I wouldn't be surprised that you sing it here. Says, Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for a move of God. We've got to stay hungry. Amen. You know, salvation, righteousness, God-given authority, restoration, having what we say, being led by the Holy Spirit, being full of love, joy, and peace, full provision, revival, and more are all available to those that desire them. And we talk about hunger. You can't leave out the word desire. It's for those that truly have a hungry heart. The greatest desire that I think we could ever talk about is that Father God himself wanted his family back. He had such a desire, a hunger. You know, we look around for us. He wanted his family. And he wanted it so bad. Of course, all that he did through the garden, all the way through to where Jesus was on this earth and into the cross and now seated at that right hand. God himself is a description of hunger. And then we can look at I always call him that fuzzy-legged dumb devil. He was hungry, but it was all generated by pride. He wanted to, but he was hungry for what? Control, authority, to be God himself. And that was in the wrong place. Brother Hagin taught us all along the way. He said, revival and the supernatural come from those who greatly desire them. And it's nothing that's passive. Now, you're here today, and you had a choice to be here. And that's, you're to be commended for that. There's so many that we got into the COVID and all that, and the people got used to seeing it from home and then never turned around and come back because there wasn't the hunger that you have. But for the hungry, there's a whole lot more. A whole lot more. Glory to God. It will take a true heart hunger and a strong, strong desire to receive all the blessings. He just doesn't heap them upon us. Amen. He looks to our heart of hearts, and that's what we're making reference to. Let's look at Philippians 3, 13 and through 15. Heart hunger. We have to understand faith is always at the root. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are for. He says, I'm reaching out for those things that are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. He's saying, if you're not thinking about reaching and pressing toward the mark of the high calling, amen. He said, let it be exposed. Why? So that we can get back in that place that comes up here into this service. Oh, it's just Pastor Dan. No, it's a man of God with a call on his life, and I need to be sitting at the edge of my seat going, I'm so hungry. When you get into a church setting when people are hungry, now a few of you have sat down on me. I can sense that. Kind of normal. I mean, you know, we went to their horse farming yesterday, and I think they do a little bit of work around that place. You know, they do a lot. So, and when you get comfortable, so forth. But we've got to press in, as he said, be hungry for that, and none too old. None too old. Like I said, I don't know how I got to be 80, but I am. Amen. You know, he's talking about hunger. Doris and I went to the same high school. She was a year behind me. I graduated and took off to Purdue and so forth. Her brother was in my class. Her another brother worked for my dad some. I knew her dad very well, but I knew nothing about her. But anyway, 22 years later, we crossed each other's path again. I was at some friends. I've been born again for just a while. I was at some friend's house, and his name was Meg, and she had set it up for Doris to come cut her son's hair, knowing I'm going to be there. It was a setup. But when Doris walked into the door, I go, ooh. There was a little bit of hunger that began to come up, a little bit of desire that began to come up, and I go, oh, this is. Now, I didn't know I didn't know if she was going to come in and weigh 304 pounds, you know, and this and that and everything. It was far from it. But I'm just as hungry for this precious lady today as I was then. Amen. She's my lover. She's my friend. Amen. This is all quit. Amen. We understand that, but I need to be that hungry for the word. Amen. Amen. You come in, and it's one of those services where it's line on line upon line. I need to be just as hungry for that as I am one that where they run around the room. Amen. I remember running around the room back there. I think Pastor Ricky was chasing me. And I run right into the back row, and I was hurting, boy. I was laying on the floor. I crashed right into the chairs. Amen. Glory to God. Let's look at Psalms 37, verse 4 and 5. I got this in the Amplified. Amen. It's so good. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. That's a promise from God. What's my part? Delight in him. I delight in her. Amen. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust. Lean on him. Rely on him. Be confident also in him. And what? He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. Could we not say that true worshipers are those who delight themselves in the Lord? I kind of wanted to teach on worship today, but he said no. I even had it with me in case he changed his mind. Amen. But true worshipers are those who delight themselves in the Lord, are hungry for more of him. Now, we've been doing a series in our church in the midweek service. There's 18 basic healings in the Gospels that Jesus was involved in. If you go from Matthew, Luke, you know, they're repeated, so you'd count more that way. But Jairus was in more than one. Amen. And so we've been going through those one at a time, and it's really been blessing us. But Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. And let's read a verse here. It's Matthew 9 and 18. It says, while he spake these things unto them. Well, it was Jesus talking. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood's about to show up. There came a certain ruler, and the first thing it says, he worshiped him. He worshiped him. And if you go to Luke, it says he fell down at his feet. Now, he was the ruler of the synagogue. There was this crowd following Jesus, a lot of people, and he busts through that crowd and falls at his feet. And he said unto Jesus, he said, my daughter is even now, well, it goes on later, but he said exactly when he came to Jesus what was going to take place. You come, lay your hands on my daughter, she lives. That's the end of discussion. He put his faith right out there and his trust. And then, of course, the woman with the issue of blood showed up, and now it's delayed. And Jesus turned to him after they said, your daughter's dead, don't bother the master. Jesus said, fear not. We have no knowledge of anything that was put in our word where he said another word. He just heard that his daughter's already dead. Jesus said, fear not, and he stands there waiting while the woman with the issue of blood testifies what's happened to her. And then they go to that. We have no knowledge that this man ever said another word. Now, this is just an opinion because I don't have anything that tells me different. I wonder if he'd have got upset and said some things. Well, it's too late now. She would have never lived. But he stood his ground and didn't say anything. There's a lot of times that's where we need to be. We just, it hurts, we don't like it, but we not say anything. But he fell down and worshiped. He was a hungry man. I like Brother Osteen. He has about a 30-minute message. This is about all he ever preaches, about 30 minutes. But it's how big is your want to? You can go on YouTube and pull it up. It's probably, 50 years old now. It's good. How big is your want to? Anybody remember David and Ziklag? You remember that? He and a group of soldiers were out after the Philistines, and when they come back, it had been burnt. Everything was gone. The people were gone. Everything was gone. Nothing is left. And they're all weeping uncontrollably. And it says in the word that the soldiers, they had the idea, we're going to kill this guy. He took us out of here, and this is now what we've got. And, of course, David fell before the Lord. Hunger for God and his way. And God said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. You think those people were hungry to go find mom, dad, and their children, and all? That was one hungry group of men. We need to get into the same way as Jairus or these men. When we get that hungry, we had I had a dear friend. I don't know, you probably would never met him, Daniel Byrd. He ministered in Fort Wayne. He was raised on the streets of Harlem. And his daughter, he's in heaven now, but his daughter Joy ministered in our church. Her husband is in IU as a music professor. And they are good, but she preached. And they had prayed, for our church. And she said to us, she said, God said to tell you for this church and for each individual, it's time for explosive expansion. And then she had kept saying it. She says, that's for whoever would take that. It's not just for you, but it is for you. So I bring that, and I drop that in here. It's time for explosive expansion. For Renew Church, yes. But not just for Renew Church. How about just for you? Amen. Explosive expansion in your walk with God, in all that you're doing in your life. But part of that, if I go back here, I won't do this. Part of that message, she looked right at us and she said, if you sit here in this church and expect new people to come, they ain't doing it. That's just the way she put it. And she told us, it's time for explosive expansion, but it's time for this church to go to the Matthew 28, Mark 16. And Jesus said, go ye. Hallelujah. But I don't know about you. The greatest thing is somebody coming to the Lord and you having something to do with it. I remember I'd witnessed to it when I was working for JIKS, and I witnessed this guy in Northern Indiana, I don't know how many times, and he would just say, well, that's nice. One day I witnessed to him, and he said, okay, I'll receive Jesus. I go, now what I do? we made it. Glory to God. But that explosive expansion, the words come to me, I just drop that on this church. And when I say that, it's on each of you. You say, well, man, I'm too old or I'm too young. There's no such thing with God. No such thing with God. Explosive expansion. And can we say that? For those that are hungry. Amen. Those that are hungry. Well, I've got this job and I got that stuff. Doris cut my hair for 40 years. And the other day, she had hers been cut and so forth. She says, why don't you let this lady cut yours? And I said, and I find out that she's had surgery on her spine and so forth. And she knows we're at the church and so forth. And I go, I'm sitting there while she's whacking away, you know. So I invite her to come, obviously. And I started to step away, and I thought, no. And I reached back, and I stuck out my hand, and hers immediately come. And I prayed over her. I don't know if she knows Jesus yet. He going to. Amen. Well, that's just one. But I don't know how many folks are in here. A good number are in here today. If it's an old statement, if each one reach one, you double this time next year. Just one. And when we say, God, put that one that's ripe and ready across my path, he'd do it. Yeah. Amen. There's things happen in line when you're paying out of a store. I had a guy that, he was totally a mess. I didn't get to do much, but there's a lot of times if you can just maybe just touch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Expanding your years. Hallelujah. expanding your years. Hallelujah. You've sown much. Now it's time to reap much in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You make it so easy to minister up here, you folks. Goodness. Hallelujah. I can remember back after they'd built the new building there at Rhema, and we'd go for winter Bible, Brother Hagin, and we would stand in line outside. We had the morning service. Some people bring a chair and turn right around and sit outside by the door right after the morning service waiting for the night service. We usually got there around 3 in the afternoon for 7 o'clock service, and it'd be so cold out there. You'd actually standing on your Bible to get your feet off the concrete, you know, and you're all kind of huddled together, but you stand in line to get in there. And, you know, that was a 5,000-seat sanctuary. They opened them doors. The time I got my seat, there's 2,000 people already in there. I don't know where they come from. People would throw their Bible. They would get like as close to maybe the back of here, and they'd throw their Bible hoping it'd land on a front row seat, you know. We had a crew there one time, and Doris, banquet waitress, when I met her, she thought she was doing, she can get through a crowd so quick. She learned because she had to. So we'd get her ahead of us and go, you know. But had two folks from our church. They ran in there, and he got on one end. The other guy got on the other end to save a row, because we're coming. And a lady come up and got right in his face and said, "That's my seat." And he says, "Ma'am, our people are coming." She sat down on him. He crawled out from underneath her and sitting in the next seat. My father-in-law would say she was a portly lady, but anyway, and another lady showed up and going over to him and said, "You're in my seat." So they got up and just let him have the roll. Went to the back, and we all sat back there. Brother Hagin come down off the platform, walked to the back and ministered to every one of our folks, never even went that direction. Amen. But though I ushered out there, and we had we're talking about hunger. Amen. I know they were special meetings, and yes, it's just Sunday again, but we can't have those thoughts. I ushered there at Rhema for a while, and we had the NRC, was a rec building there that we were, and then the old roller rink or whatever it was, and we could seat 4,000 with the whole thing. It's up to me and another guy to open the door and let them people in that are hungry. And the first day we opened that thing, I thought they were bringing the doors in with them. We just jumped out of the way. And the next day when it come time for us to do the same thing, I looked, peeked through the door, and I said, "You're going to back up about 5 feet. We're going to open the door, and you can't move till we say so. Or you can just stay out there, and we'll just leave the door shut for a while." Well, they were kind and backed up and so forth. We opened the doors and ran. What am I saying on this? Because they were hungry. I understand that with special meetings and so forth. But we've got to maintain that hunger. And our daily lives, snowstorms, you know, I got lists but we'll take those things out. But I want all God has for us. Do you?
Me too.
Amen. Back in the day, and I don't know if you remember this now, we had cassettes. Anybody remember the cassette tapes? But we had duplicators, and we would buy cassettes by 100 at a time. And we'd go to a meeting like that, and they would get duplicated and hand out. You know, people just, "Oh, give me one, give me one." Amen. Psalm 63:1, if you would. Psalm 63:1. "Oh, God, Thou art my God." These are all, this is in King James. "Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land." I think that's where they got the song. "Where no water is," or where no presence. Let's look at 84:2, Psalms 84:2. It says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living. Matthew 5:6, and in this kind of a study, this is a core scripture in the Amplified. Matthew 5:6. It says, blessed and fortunate and happy and spiritually prosperous. That isn't all bad right there. In the state in which the born-again child enjoys his favor and salvation. What's the qualification? Are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God, for they shall be completely satisfied. The Passion Bible says, crave righteousness. Crave righteousness. Amen. Of course, to be right standing with God. This is not a passive thing. Amen. When we go through all these healings with Jesus, you think of the 10 lepers, and they cried out to him, and he said, go show yourself to the priest. And it says they went. Until they went, nothing happened. Until they went, nothing happened. And then the one saw that he was healed, ran to Jesus, fell down and worshiped him. Jesus said, well, where's the rest of them? They were healed, but he was made whole. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Because he was hungry enough and went to worship the one that had blessed them. Amen. These precious ladies singing up here aren't there just so you can hear their voice and they look pretty for you. They're to lead you into that place of hunger. Through that worship, heartfelt worship, and everybody said, hallelujah. The Bible condition of the truly hungry, longing heart with a strong desire for God's way of doing and being right is blessed, happy, fortunate, spiritually prosperous. That's what the Word says. That's what the Word tells us. Now, I don't know where you're at, but there is, I think it's, isn't it a week from today is the Super Bowl? Yeah, I agree. But I'll guarantee you there's some hungry men being on that field. That's how they got there, because they were hungry enough to do what it required to be in that position. There's a lot about all that I don't like, you know. I don't know where I was here the other day, and there's, well, who are you for? I'm for Jesus. Amen. But to be successful in that sports arena, there's got to be an intense hunger. There's got to be a desire. There's got to be. Well, if it needs an intense desire, there needs to be a hunger for these natural things. How much more for my God? I would love it if he just, you know, every time you come on Sunday, everything's just dumped. But I remember going, and I won't even say the city. Dr. Dufresne said, come on. So we're in the jet with him, and we fly over for a meeting and back. It was actually in Las Vegas is where it was at. And when we got back in the jet, I said, man, you had to plow, didn't you? What was I saying? There wasn't any hunger there. You know, it was like, oh, praise God, it's up here. It wasn't hungry. It's up to each one of us. I want everything he has. Amen. Glory to God. Every time I sign up for something, well, how long you been retired? What are you doing? And I'm going, I'm not. I'm working full time. They look at you like you're calling you a liar. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, kind of a thing. I said, you know, I haven't seen near what I'd like to see. And when that young lady said explosive expansion, I'm going, yeah. Amen. Glory to God. God's no respecter of persons. Oh, I've got a lot of other scriptures and so forth. The word desire, I'm going to hit a couple of them here. It's so important. What you desire. What you desire. Glory to God. I guarantee you, anytime a minister, a fivefold minister that's doing his part, and he walks into a group of people like you folks that are hungry. How do I know you're hungry? You're here. It just pulls it out. It pulls it out. You know, all these years, 28 years of standing here in this city, giving the word. There's so much in there, in these folks, that you haven't pulled out yet. And God will expand it when you pull it out. I mean, you ladies, you know, she's an awesome cook. And we ate last night. We had gotten that bison. And we ate a little bit of that. There wasn't anything left, I don't think, when we were done. No. We understand that kind of hunger, don't we? Hallelujah. Let's read a couple of these, if I might. Psalms 145, verse 19, the King James there. 145:19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. Now, you can find multiple scriptures just like this. Proverbs 10:24 in the King James. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. But you notice he didn't say what the righteous want. No, he says the desire. The desire of the righteous. John 6:35, and this is in the Amplified, is what I have here. It says, Jesus replied, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. And he who believes in and cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me will never thirst. He tells you what your blessing is, but he tells you how to get it. Amen. Remember, to hunger, to desire is to crave, it's to want, it's to yearn, it's to long for. The truly hungry will succeed. Therefore, don't give up and don't back up. Now, I know where I'm at in all this, but I'm so thankful for the leaders that we're getting in this nation right now. They're not God, and it's God that I'm standing on. It's God I'm dependent upon. But by the way, use them. And they seem to be open to that being used. We need this nation restored. We need the freedoms and some things we have in the church. We need all that. And we better be hungry enough for it all that we don't stop. We have two prayer groups a week. And the way it started for us, we're going to have prayer groups, and I'm going to pray for Faith Family Church, and, you know, that we can just be the biggest church in town. You know, we're going to pray for ourselves. And every time we got together, we're praying for the nation. And I'm going, okay, we're praying for the nation. Let's stop and pray for our church. I couldn't do it. That was 7-8 years ago, and we still can't do it. We're praying as I have a pastoral group. We're praying for together, and the Lord showed me to pray for some Syrian towns. I don't help, no, but I know when I do what he says, he'll take care of what I need. Last Sunday morning, our pre-service prayer group was praying, and I heard my keyboard prayer. She's praying for other nations. I went in there. I said, stop it. Pray for me. I'm going to minister here. She didn't like it very well for a minute, you know. I brought it back. I said, but that's the call that's upon us. And it's beginning to realize what happens here is going to happen around this world. And we can get that last great revival, great awakening. Get the people that you love dearly and that are not walking with God into the kingdom so Jesus can come back. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be hungry for that, to see our family members. Amen. I got a scripture that talks about desire and being violent about it. I'm not talking about natural violence. I mean, they're so hungry that you just ain't going to be denied. God, all heaven marshals to somebody that he says, I'm going to get what I'm going for today, or know the reason why. And if pastor doesn't call me out, I'll call myself out. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not leaving here until you pray for me. I've had some do that. I'm hungry. I desire for full provision, spirit, soul, body, relationally, and financially. Anybody else? You can respond. It's okay. I'm hungry. I desire increase into the presence and the power of God. You? Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. I desire for signs, wonders, and miracles and fulfillment of His Word. I'm hungry. I desire for deeper places in prayer and praise and in worship. I'm in prayer back when the last administration was in, and we're in prayer. And, of course, you pray from the throne room, right? Not from your house or your car or in here. You're in the throne room when you pray. And he said, go to the White House. I said, I don't want to go. Go to the Oval Office now. I said, I don't want to go. I really did, you know. And the third time I said, okay. He said, well, what happened? I don't know. I just went in there and prayed in the Spirit. Glory to God. I love it. We've been taught, get a map out. And if you don't have a map out, and just start praying over this area or over this state. And all of a sudden, if a city comes up to you, start praying over that city. Amen. I'm hungry. I desire deeper places in prayer, praise, and worship. We don't worship enough. I'm hungry. I'm talking about heart worship. Not just getting four songs instead of two. One's enough if it's the right one. I'm hungry. I desire for revival with our Father, God being glorified. Dr. Dufresne, in our church in Greentown in 2006, he come out of the side room, fell across the pulpit, and he said, something's going on around here. And then he went like this. We had a big flag in the back. He says, there's an angel up there with a horn, and I asked him what he's here for, and he said he's sounding the trumpet for revival. And it's going to be a 100-mile swath across Illinois, Indiana, and into Ohio. And there'll be a Maria Woodworth Edwards-style revival where 20,000 in the early 1900s came into a field and just thousands been saved and healed and miracles and signs and wonders. The prophet prophesied it, and that was in 2006. I remember when he first said to me, what do you think about a Bible school? I thought he was talking about that day. That was 2006 that he said that to me. And it didn't come to pass until 2011. So those words are in this earth. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm hungry. I desire many, many people being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, delivered and healed. You? Yeah. I'm hungry. I desire backsliders and prodigal sons and daughters to come home. You don't have a big enough building for all this. You know that, don't you? I'm hungry. Now in your brain, in your natural, you go, no. I'm hungry. God can put more people in this church in one day than we can think about in months. When he's got a hungry place for them to come to that they'll get fed. I'm hungry. I desire healing to be received by whosoever shall believe, receive, and act on it. I'm hungry. I desire for greater unity in the body of Christ, God's family. Amen. You might say, I don't understand why pastor's doing this or he's not doing this. You don't have to. If God told him to do it, get right behind him and go. If it's wrong, that's his problem. Amen. Glory to God. I'm hungry. I desire the church to accelerate to be all God wants her to be. I'm hungry for all of us to grow spiritually, be healthy, be prosperous. Glory to God. Completing our race, hearing well done, thou good and faithful. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We've ministered in St. Louis several times in a church. I had an altar call one time, and 80 people come across the front, and I looked over her, and I go, oh, my goodness, you know. But in St. Louis there, the city fathers, in their wisdom, decided to take all the people in the downtown area and get rid of them. And so they moved them out into the outer areas, and they dumped them and forced them on a community right beside this church. Well, you remember the riots in there in St. Louis? That's why there were riots. Well, this pastor, along with many of her, their people, got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, rain shines, no matter what the weather, and did a prayer walk. They have about 2 or 3 blocks worth of buildings and things, and they prayer walked those buildings and their whole property every morning for over a month, rain or shine. And it never touched them. The riot was right next door, but never touched them. That's hunger to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and walk out in the... But had they not, it could have been burnt. It could have been a lot of things. And it's still there, still there. Amen. Glory to God. I know I met a young lady one time that stole one of Brother Hagin's books. She was a Russian girl. Got born again. That's how hungry she was. People walked miles. Doris's sister went with her father to Kenya, and her father would build a church, and then he'd preach the first service. And his preaching was just as dry. And yet, bunches would come and get saved. You would consider, how can this man get done? And then here comes one being saved. And I said to her, Rebecca is her name. I said, they walked for miles to get there to be in that service that day, didn't they? She says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they were hungry. I don't know any better way to say it. The level of hunger for the word, for a move of the spirit, for unity, being as one man, one person, as a church, dictates how far God can take it. And that means it's responsible. I'm just as responsible since I'm here today as each one of you to make sure that I say what I need to say. Truly hungry Christians will be worshipers, praisers, prayers, givers, led by the Spirit, soul winners, being full of love, peace, joy, and faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. And you know, I've got a couple of pages. Why is it that people aren't hungry? Busyness. Brother Hagin used to do that to minister. He'd go and tap them on the head, busy, busy, busy. That's just the way he'd say it. And what he meant, they had two, you know. But Mary and Martha's a story about one being too busy, you know. Well, circumstances. Well, what about Abraham? I'm 100 years old. What are you talking about? Well, didn't mean anything to God. Life's experiences. I've always said that people that go on a 2-week vacation or are in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks, it happens every once in a while, they don't ever come back to church. They get out of the habit. It doesn't have to happen that way, but it will. I said get the junk food out. Slothfulness out. Unanswered prayer messes people up. We've got to say, no, it's not been answered. No, but I'm staying right with it. I'm staying right with it. Amen. We know to be a doer of the word. We know Joshua 1:8, to not let the book of the law depart. We know not to forsake the assembling ourselves together. We know to be givers. We know what to do to have that hunger. I could, you know, that those two pages, I could get another hour out of them. But I know you're well taught and you know. But it's up to each of us to look in the mirror. Am I hungry to see renewed church have explosive expansion? But even more than that, am I hungry for that man or that lady that works beside me at the office that mocks me because I'm here? In that, that Holy Ghost church. Am I hungry to see them to come into the kingdom? It's all necessary. Amen. You can stand with me this morning if you will. Sweetheart, please come. Hallelujah. Acts 3:19. Glory to God. Look at that. That's a lot of times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. What's on my heart here for just a few minutes? Please need to understand where it's your pastor, guest minister. God has called us to lay hands, to pray for people, and to speak over people. The Holy Ghost that's in me is the same Holy Ghost that's in you. And when I have enough nerve to reach out and to say, I'll pray for you or I'll speak over you or anoint you with oil, I'm releasing my faith. That's half of it. The other half is that when you get out of the seat and you come up here to be ministered to, you come up with that faith going, when he touches me, I don't care who he is. I know that it's like plugging that socket into the wall. The power will flow. But half of it's my responsibility. Amen. Glory to God. So when you come up here expecting, hungry for a touch, I know this time of year, just the weather alone, there's a heaviness that can get on us. You know, trying to get that big old coat and get the car. Hurry up and get the seat warmed up, she said this morning. But if you're in a position this morning, he says, I'm just, the heaviness is just, you know, I feel like I'm just weighted down. Hallelujah. Doris and I will gladly just anoint you with a time of refreshing, to be refreshed. Brother Hagin went to minister to a guy one time. Oh, we got it. Went to minister to a guy one time, and the guy got saved, and he was in a wheelchair. And Brother Hagin said, I got so happy. And they'd gotten oil, and he actually had a gallon jug of oil. He said, I just poured the whole thing on him. And he jumped out of the wheelchair, and you know, so forth. But anyway, hallelujah. Why the oil? Because it's a type and a shadow of the Holy Spirit himself. Amen. It's a point of contact. So the way that we operate many times, what I'm saying is we will anoint you with oil and speak a time of refreshing over you. If there's anything else the Lord wants to say, that's fine. If not, praise God for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you say, I'm one of those that I'd just like to get refreshed before I leave out of here. And could we say, also stir up that hunger. Times are refreshing, you stir up that hunger. If you'd like to come forward up here, that's all right, Pastor?
That's all right.
Next week, sure. Hallelujah, times of refreshing. Amen. To stir up that hunger. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come around here with me, sweetie. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we anoint him. Be refreshed, be restored, strong, strong, strong. And I say in this process of refreshing is an opening up for the word to come forth next week, just exactly what your heart's hungry for. Many may not hear, but you'll hear it. Hallelujah. Strong, strong, strong. In Jesus' name. Be refreshed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anointed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be refreshed, strengthened in Jesus' name. Extra measure of grace. Extra measure of grace for all that's on your plate. We thank the Lord for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I loose that testimony to be heard, heard, and heard in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be refreshed. We anoint you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We anoint these hands. This name, we anoint these hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You give out and give out and give out. Now be refilled, be refilled, be refreshed in Jesus' mighty name. And with God, His timing is perfect. His timing is perfect. Glory to God. Be refreshed. Be strengthened. Be stirred up for Him. Glory, 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 glory. Give it all to Him. Hallelujah. That makes sense to you? Yeah, it's time just to let Him have it and just to enjoy. Yes, an increase. I call for an increase in that desire that you already have to reach out to the lost. Amen. And don't be concerned about what you say. Just be a friend, loving and kind. And that's 90% of the way. And then you got Romans 10, 9, and 10 down in your heart whenever you need it. Amen. Amen. Fresh anointing for you. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Yeah, receive that. Receive it. Oh, boy. You know, it's kind of fun praying for people because then you just keep getting the overflow, you know. Hallelujah. I see you dancing. Fresh anointing upon you. Strong, strong, strong in the power of His might. Strong, 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 strong. That's it. They got you. You're okay. Hallelujah. I'm refreshing upon you, sir. A time of refreshing. I hear words, will it ever? Yeah, it will. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. Stand right in there against it. The wind's been blowing hard against you, but you stand right there. Hallelujah. Just like these gentlemen got your back, God's got your back. He told me that one day. I got your back. Well, I'd rather follow Him, you know. But I understood what He meant by that. I got your back. You say, why'd you do that? I want her to get all she can get and not be concerned about anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we anoint. What's your first name?
Bobby.
Father, we anoint Bobby in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father, you told her to come and get a fresh anointing. You told her, Father. And Father, I'm in agreement. She's in agreement. I speak life, health, and strength into her body, into her mind. I speak clarity. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for it. Strong, well, and healthy in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Blessings upon you, Bobby, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You take that? Amen. 95. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Fresh anointing upon you. There's tasks that you have to get into, and you kind of just take a deep breath and go, here we go. I got to do this again. But extra measure of grace and strength for you to do what you have to do in Jesus' name. Refreshed. Hallelujah. And I stir that hunger up for Him. Stir it up in there. Prayer, much prayer, will keep you on those roads. Hallelujah. And then we go, I don't know about this road. I don't know about this direction. Go talk to pastor and say, well, I think God's telling me this. And run it by Him. And the anointing that's on His life, He'll know how to direct you. Amen. I wished I'd have run to my pastor years ago a whole lot more than I did. That's all right, Pastor Dan, isn't it? For this young man just to come bug you once in a while. Amen. What will happen? You'll avoid those pitfalls that the enemy wants Amen. You to get into to slow you down or steal years out of it. Amen. You're precious to God, son. Strong, strong, strong. And we stir that hunger that's in your heart up. I'll call it on fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You in a business, got a business?
No.
What do you do?
I'm a driver.
You're a driver. Okay. We've got a gentleman that drives the country in our church. We stand on Psalms 121, verse 8. He watches your going out and coming in from this time forth. And that you have a fresh anointing to see, to know, and to hear traffic, timings, equipment. You have a knowing and an understanding greater. Amen. And it brings peace on these trips. Hallelujah. Favor surrounds you as a shield in Jesus' name. Fresh anointing upon you. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing. Come on, Doris. Amen. Release your anointing, Doris, into her. There you go. Call that leg totally normal, restored in Jesus' name. A fresh anointing, a strengthening it into you. Hallelujah. Do what they say as far as your physical therapy is concerned. But Jesus told Brother Hagin, you can expect your healing to spring forth speedily, Isaiah 58:8. He said things will happen, and they do. We live in a fallen world. But you can expect me to speed it up. Amen. Amen. So we declare that and agree with you. Yeah. Amen. Fresh, refreshing, refreshing. Be refreshed, sir. What do you do? Well, I say the Lord's going to give you something to put these hands to. And I put an anointing upon these hands to do what he puts in front of you in this season in your life. And I speak a fresh anointing upon you. Fresh anointing upon you. Be strengthened. And stir that hunger in your heart up. I send fresh anointing on you, young lady. God will give you some steps to take that will make all you do flow smoother and easier with less toil in it. Amen? So ask him for it. Say, Lord, there's a lot of work in here. How can I do this easier? Lord, not to get away from work. That's not what you're doing. That's so you be efficient and effective and that you can be loving to this little one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. And yes, God can use you. He isn't done. Amen.
Boy, that feels good, don't it? Sometimes refreshing is just a gentle, wonderful satisfaction. Yeah. Sometimes it's run around the room, but praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor. Good word, very good word, very good word. Father, we bless you and thank you for the service today and for the wonderful, sweet spirit you've anointed us with at this very moment. We thank you for the ministry of the word. Yes, we need to stir ourselves up in hunger again and press forward on some of these things, Father. Thank you for that. We're looking forward to these things. And now we just bless you in this offering. We thank you for an excellent offering. We thank you for your laws of sowing and reaping. The one who sows reaps harvest and is blessed. We thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If they're hungry, they'll be here. That's right. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I look forward to... I'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody, and the rest will be here next week. Amen. God bless you as you go.